Yeah. Wow. We're getting close, baby. Hello. Whoa. Woo.
Not changing my lifestyle. I'm 4 or 5 women every day of my life.
Oh, what up, bro? Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling and a stand-up special all about professional wrestling that you can watch free right now at adultwrestlingfan.com. Tell your friends, Dan Black, a.k.a. Dunsky Black Amora, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling, a.k.a. Donnie Capri from that time I went to Italy, a.k.a. Tanakatsu Tony, the Patreon Don, a.k.a. Don Strowman, a.k.a. the modern day Goof Ha Raja.
Thanks for nothing. You're dismissed. Bye-bye.
WWE Champion, Jinder Mahal.
Coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby. Gabba wee.
Gabba wee.
Yeah.
Gabba wee.
Gabba wee. Coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby. It's Becky Lynch. Oh, yeah, baby. Is she going to get arrested? Is she going to be just taken to the back, have a panini? Who knows? Becky Lynch coming at you. 3, 1, 6. Baby. The girl. She's mine. And
shock the system.
She's fine. The only podcast that has edited the shock the system intro from the Undisputed Era. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy WrestleMania Road to Calmania reactions. Let's just get right into the spiciness right now, because I feel like, honestly, I felt like I woke up today, I felt a little bit in the...
Your next stop, the Jabrones.
I felt a little bit in the Jabron zone, but now I'm once again in studio. I mean, I'm in the spice zone. Just to solidify it and kick it up, let's get there.
I think, sometimes...
Oh, yeah.
What flavor is that?
Lime! Duh! Oh, my God.
Shuts your hole!
Unbelievable. To my front. Yeah, let's introduce him. You guys know him. You love him. Alex Neumannhagen.
I gotta say, used to be able to do that. Cigarettes have rendered that impossible. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. How are you, baby?
I'm good.
All right, man.
Hey, Daniel, that was the longest intro I think we've ever done.
Yeah,
Two minutes and 40 seconds.
Anosh?
Shuts your hole!
I'll keep my records to myself.
Absolutely.
Just
yeah, okay.
More of these here. We got cookies in studio.
Anyway, we got cookies in studio. All right, look, we got a lot to get into. We're fucking full on in the spice zone. But listen, we are on the road to WrestleMania. We are now officially, how many weeks away from WrestleMania at this point?
4.
And how many podcasts? 4 or 5 eps? Well,
not a lot at all.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5 podcasts away from, that's how we measure time here. Podcasts, right?
The podcast is 50, the year is 52 podcasts long.
Yeah, we have 52 podcasts long every Wednesday coming at you. Anyway, we are 5 podcasts away from Cal-mania and WrestleMania. I mean, we are in it. We're fully in the mix. Remember, our live show, the Comedians of Wrestling live show, Cow Mania, the event of the year. The culmination of a year of Cow is Saturday, April 6th, 4 p.m. at Improv Asylum. You can get your tickets right now. Special guest on the show, Dolph Ziggler. The Dolph Ziggler will be there in the flesh. We're going to have other special guests, too. Tons of surprises. All awesome stuff. Going to be a great show. You can get your tickets right now. Go to Improv Asylum website. Which is improvasylum.com. Check out their NYC events page. You can pick up tickets on there right now. They're not they're fucking cheap, man. For a live show that has Dolph Ziggler on it, there's no drink minimum anything, but they do have a full bar. You can pregame drink. We're steps away from ROH, literally five blocks away from the ROH show, which a bunch of us will be going to. Be a great time.
This theater is so conveniently located. It's insane. It's right by Penn Station. It's right by the ROH show. It's ideal.
Yeah, and it's an amazing theater. It has a great energy. The best theater in Manhattan, if you ask me. The best space. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the... I can't vouch for anything else. As a matter of fact, I would go as far to say that nothing happening on that stage is probably any good besides our show. Right?
Yeah, I'd take that bet.
Hopefully they don't hear that, but hey, whatever.
I'd take that bet. Sure.
But you can get your ticket. If you can't, you can check out our socials. You can check out my at Dan Black Attack, my Instagram. There's a link there in my bio there. Classic Lincoln bio scenario. Check out our Twitter at Cow Podcast. There's tons of links all over the place. But if you're a hard URL guy, open up your Internet Explorer and go to tiny.cc/cowmania. tiny.cc/COW mania. Great. So you can get tickets for that now. We're selling a bunch of them. Guys, Ziggler's been announced on the show, so jump on them. Don't wait, okay? Don't put me in the awkward scenario where you're like, I didn't buy him because why? I gave you enough of a jump. Check that out. Also, guys, we're looking to get on the part of the road to Cowmania and the road to WrestleMania, we're looking to get our rate and subscribes up, okay? Right now we have, I think, 212.
All right.
212. We got way more listeners. A lot of you taking us for granted because this is free. Take out your Apple phone right now because I know most of you are listening on an iPhone and just scroll down and hit 5 stars, write a review. But there's incentive here, okay? And some of you have done it already. And this Saturday, I'm going to be going to the post office and mailing a bunch of stuff. I owe you guys some gifts. I haven't forgot about anyone or anything that I owe people. I got a whole box, everything very organized. But go on there and write your name in your review. Give us 5 stars, write a great review, and write your name, and I'll reach out to you and I'll get your information because I'm going to be selecting great reviews, top reviews, some of the best. I'm going to and giving out free Lauren Moran prints and artwork and stickers.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen her art, she made the best Becky, the iconic Becky 316 drawing of Becky with blood on her face. That is all, it's better than all the Becky merch that's on.
I see it. I see it whenever I watch Raw or SmackDown. At least 3 people have the shirt on with her image.
Right. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/comediansofwrestling for tons of bonus episodes. I know you're sitting down at the Huggy Shop right now, and you're like, I want more content. Listen, we got tons of content on there. Go on there, support this show. We've hit a goal where I owe you guys a giveaway. That's going to be coming at you. Gabba,
wee.
If I say coming at you, I gotta gobble it up. That's gonna be coming at you. But our bonus episodes, we got a bunch of different. We got interview Nicole Byer, interview Cole Cabana. We got a Patreon movie dissection. We saw Fighting With My Family. We review that. And hey, we got a new episode out today. Patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Movie dissection of Skyscraper featuring The Rock. And we got Sarah Claspel coming back in. I think she said it's her favorite movie. So we're going to be doing that. So look, tons of stuff going on, and we're going to get into it. Now, look, before we get into all the happenings on Raw and SmackDown, I mean, it's kind of insane. I got a lot to say. I got so many notes. We got so many cash-ins. I'm going to try to get all the cash-ins today. We got to talk a little bit about this Letterman situation.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So... I have not heard this yet, but Anosh has got a copy. He was in touch with my mom, gave my mom the technology to do this. We had Letterman Newman suggested maybe reach out to Letterman's mom. My mom called Letterman's mom and to encourage him to, handle the situation. And hopefully this will push him to give me the title shot. So let's listen to that now and see what happens here. Okay. For new listeners, by the way, I got to lay this out. We get new listeners daily. Ex-sponsor of the show, Adam Letterman. He was the sponsor. If you go back a bunch of episodes, you'll see I was doing reads for his law firm at the top. He's the sponsor of the show. Me and him got into a bit of a tiff. I didn't like the way he was doing business, the way he was treating us, speaking to us. And then he attacked me and stole the cow title, the cow heavyweight championship title. And I've demanded it back from him. And then I came to terms with the fact that I'm happy to earn it back. I'll be the bigger man. I made him the champion, and I've issued a challenge for him at Cowmania Saturday, April 6th, in front of Dolph Ziggler, that I'm going to wrestle him for that title and win it back. And he is not granting me this. So my mom, I had him reach out to his mom like Northeastern mothers do, and let's hear it.
Mrs. Letterman, are you there? It's Sherry Black.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
You're here? You sure you're there? Hi, it's
right.
Sherry Black. I'm Dan's mom.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Dan Black's mom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling because your son, you know your son?
Oh, believe me, I think I know my son pretty well.
He has the title belt, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And we want it back, you know?
You too. Yeah.
These boys, they got caught up in this silly podcast, some kind of a sponsorship your son thought he had. A misunderstanding. Just a misunderstanding.
Is that what you're going to call it?
I want to tell you, listen.
Uh-huh.
You just listen.
Uh-huh.
Mom to mom, okay? Maybe we can talk, okay? Because we want it back, okay? And I don't want any more of this violence. Your son, he's got to stop this. We got to have peace here. No more violence. Okay, you hear me,
Sherry Black? I hear you loud and clear. Okay, and I know exactly who you are. Okay, you want to know the difference between your little son and my son? Do you want to know?
Yeah, you tell me.
I'll tell you. My son is a goddamn winner. He's a champion. He's a champion. You know how proud I am of my son? You know how proud I am?
A champion of what?
Oh, a champion of what?
Yeah, what your son did to my son, okay?
Oh, please.
Terrible. Asunder, terrible.
You know what's terrible? Being 35 years old, being a talentless, titleless loser, wannabe comedian.
You better stop right now.
You know how much Adam pulls down a year.
You and Hoboken.
Oh, yeah. Believe me.
Yeah, I tell you.
And you're lucky there's a river.
Loser.
You're lucky there's a river separating us. Oh, I'm watching it.
You're a sick woman.
Oh, you know what?
And I'm proud of my son. Okay?
That makes one person in the whole world.
What my son has done?
Lose? I don't know. What has your son done? And nothing? Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, why don't you try to just shut it a little, lady, you know?
Uh-huh.
Try to listen to someone.
Okay.
Okay? My son, the famous Dan Black, he donated a wrestling memorabilia to a classroom. Okay? But he's amazing. Your son, he's just an ambulance chaser. That's right.
Oh.
An ambulance chaser.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
No, nothing to be proud of. Ambulance chaser. My son, he's a champion.
Oh, yeah, my son.
That's my son, too.
Hey, you stay the hell out of this, buddy. This is for women.
Richie, it's not for you right now. I'm dealing with his mother, okay?
Oh, here we go. Oh, my son is a championship chaser. You understand that? He's a championship chaser.
He might be
chaser.
A champion, but mine's a cow champion.
A cow champion? Listen to yourself. A cow champion. You're comparing him to an animal that way.
My son's going
to
kick your son's tuchus, okay?
Ow! 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 Well, it's... Ooh, listen
I'm
to me.
I'm telling you, no more violence, okay, Miss Hoboken?
Oh, Sherry, you think you've seen violence? You ain't
you
seen nothing yet.
You stay in Hoboken.
Oh, believe me, I'm going to stay in Hoboken, and I'm not going over to where you... I don't even want to say the word. It sounds dirty coming out of my mouth. Listen, it's not going to happen, okay? Your son...
Listen, who are they can hear you all the way in Europe? I'm telling you, what a mouth you got.
Oh, yeah, they can hear me all the way in Europe. Europe, I'm surprised.
Listen,
you know that word from
Saturday,
Long Island.
This is all about Saturday, April 6th.
Oh, Saturday, okay? April 6th. It's not going to happen. Your son isn't getting near my son. And as a matter of fact, next week on the podcast, my beautiful, gorgeous, rich, successful son, who I love and kiss on the mouth, will announce who will get the first Cow Heavyweight Championship title shot at Lettermania on Saturday, April 6th at Stout Bar on this podcast. Anyway, thanks for nothing. You're dismissed.
Well, you put that in your lasagna. We're going to get the title. Goodbye.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know what
I don't even know. That got heated fast. And, I mean... So much to process. Frankly, that was kind of disturbing for me to hear my own mother and Adam Letterman, the mom, just go at it. It kind of shows the destruction of this whole thing. But I mean, that aside, it sounds like Adam Letterman is going to be announcing the fate of the Cow title here on the podcast next week, which we have to allow him to do that because we got to know where the title is going. So I guess we're going to be hearing who's going to be getting a title shot at Stout, at Lettermania. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I just can't wait to put this behind us. And
I got to figure this thing out. Like, I don't know. All right, we have to do.
Yes.
This is a wrestling. It's a pro wrestling podcast.
Yes.
Let's, we'll hear from Letterman next week.
All right.
You know, for better or for worse, I don't know. Maybe the title will have to go to somebody else. And then I could win it back from them, and I don't know. All right, look, we're wasting time. I'm sorry to the new listeners. We're going to talk about Raw and SmackDown, but before we do that, let's talk about something a little more positive.
Yeah,
I want to say a great thing about this community.
Okay,
right. So you know, I donated the chair to Corey Silverback Pendleton.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, like 3 or 4 episodes back, I interviewed him on the show for being a hashtag adult wrestling fan. For my stand-up special, adultwrestlingfan.com. Check it out. Watch it for free. I might as well plug it, right?
Yeah.
It's my podcast. I'm like, hey, why don't I plug it? But I was starting to think the adult wrestling fan movement, where we're loud and proud adult wrestling fans. And, you know, part of that is just small things, which is like I rock a wrestling shirt. Every day, at least every day we record this podcast, I'm rocking merch.
Yeah.
You know, I come in. That's where I let it fly. I wear it in my regular day life, but I'm looking for extraordinary examples of people who are living the movement of the hashtag adult wrestling fan movement, where we accept that adult wrestling fan is not only extremely valid form of entertainment, but is maybe one of the best.
Yeah.
And nothing you should be ashamed of. People are legitimately embarrassed to admit to their closest friends how much they like wrestling, and they live in the shadows while their friends are watching fucking sports that are frankly boring.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You can like sports, just don't shit on what we like.
Yeah, it's like sports are fixed anyway. You just don't get any of the other cool stuff you get with wrestling.
That's true. So anyway, I mailed him a Royal Rumble commemorative chair.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I have two more, and nothing has drawn me. No one has made a gesture big enough, especially compared to this, to draw me in where I'm like, yo, you're living the hashtag adult wrestling fan life. But I'll see it, and there's no rush to mail these chairs. I still got them. They only get cooler as time goes by. But so anyway, I mailed him the chair. I thought that was really nice. I interviewed him on the show. He's in his classroom using his love of professional wrestling to teach and inspire children, and it's going amazingly. So the Cow community, right? Because we have a great community. A lot of that takes place on our Facebook page, Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page, where you talk about wrestling at
four in the morning.
Uh, The group self-organized and mailed three replica titles, crowdfunded, to mail him three, because he had the plastic cheap ones.
Right.
Three replica titles. I think one of them's the NXT. I don't even know what they are.
US, I think it's the US title and the NXT title. And these are like to his metal, classroom. Like the metal replicas.
Yeah. Like the heavy-duty replicas.
Yeah.
Mailed them to him, and I just want to say it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing, this community. Look, we gave them the chair, which, I mean, I did. It's kind of like, you know, this is like my show, and I didn't expect the community to go above and beyond like that. So I think that's just amazing. It's a perfect example of what the kind of energy that we're creating around this podcast. You know what I'm saying? That was amazing. The next thing is another thing. Jabroniac Corey Brown pointed out that, like, we have, at this point, we have, at most shows, we got, like, at least one cow member on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the Facebook group, there's not that many shows that are not somebody rocking a cow shirt, like, just being like, yo, front row, Ring of Honor, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome that we got correspondents.
Yeah, it's like the cow diaspora.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I think we should, maybe we should introduce kind of like a correspondent element to it, where it's like a Jabroniac on the ground.
Yeah, I have a few people in mind that would be good candidates.
I think it would just be anyone listening who's there. That's what the cash is about.
Yeah, we gotta run background checks and like make sure that...
So, anyway, I got a text from Shebs. It says, not sure if you're recording right now, but he says, but the fucking coolest thing possible. And then that's it so far.
Oh boy.
Would be Roman Reigns costing Seth the title this Mania. I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
But guys, that gives you a little insight into what my life is. And now I got this iWatch.
Yeah.
And since I got this watch, it's coming in all the time. And sometimes my it'll be facing my wife.
Yeah.
And just the text pops up. And it's just like, she's like, oh, Roman Reigns, you got a Roman Reigns text right now. Oh, man. Sheps goes like, Rollins has Brock dead to rights and Roman takes him out and Lesnar retains. Okay.
That also some insight into Shibiro's mind.
Yeah.
To him,
he wants everybody to turn evil.
The coolest thing possible to him is the thing that pisses 80,000 people off at once.
Right. I don't, you know, I mean, I think that people will boo, but they'd be happy. It'd be like, boo, we can finally boo you.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll
I don't think we're getting that.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. Anyway, that was totally impromptu, but we got, this community is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I know this Letterman thing's been kind of it's been in the way here and clouding us, but it's important for me to get this title back. So, anyway, so let's get into some spiciness from this week, some Raw and SmackDown stuff. What do you say, Newman?
How about it?
Yeah. That's always what you say. It's all you say, as a matter of fact. It's all you say to me.
Yeah.
It's how about it?
How about it? I wish it is. It's from. I hesitate to say where it's from because I want somebody to figure it out, and maybe we can send them a sticker or something.
How about it?
Yeah. How about it?
You know what it's from?
Yeah, I got it from somebody.
Oh, you know, and you're like, oh, maybe we have a sticker.
Yeah.
All right.
It's wrestling related.
So anyway, let's talk about this week in professional wrestling. I think it's pretty interesting because I actually was on the Facebook page and had some like healthy disagreements with some people about the Becky storyline right now. So I felt a little frustrated by the Raw writing. Now, I just want to say before I get into the points, I think everybody kind of on the Facebook page brought up some good points that made me feel better about it.
Right.
You know, and I was like, that's kind of the beauty of this community is that we're not arguing and trying to prove our point. And see, I don't, someone said this to me, Anthony King said this to me, one of my first improv teachers, one of my greatest improv teachers, an amazing writer, and improviser. He said I have strong opinions held loosely.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really stuck with me. Where I'm like, here's what I think. And that's part of the problem with the internet in general, is that you write something and it feels militant. Right? It's like if you write your opinion and it's strong, you feel like an asshole. And you can read it like an asshole.
Right.
So when I write like the writing was bad on Raw this week. That's, again, an opinion. That's a strong opinion that I'm holding loosely. And so I felt like my opinion on this, what I was frustrated by was, my frustration is that the winning the Royal Rumble match feels like it doesn't matter when Becky has to be on Fastlane re-earning her shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Now, my feeling on that is the Royal Rumble to me is like iconic. The Royal Rumble is, and the stipulation wasn't always you get a title shot at WrestleMania. I know that it has been for the title in the past. It was when Triple H won it, when Ric Flair won the title. So we've seen that. We've seen like a break from the traditional stipulations of the Royal Rumble. And I think booking it going forward, they probably should have at least one of them for a title or for a shot at Fastlane.
Right.
You know, I think that was a point that Jabroniac Dan Bauman brought up on the Facebook page that I thought was a good point, which is like, we have this Fastlane coming up. Like, maybe that's where it goes. If we're going to have 2.5 months or whatever between Royal Rumble, there's a lot of shows. There's a lot of time, especially if Becky's on both shows. But my point was like, I think the Royal Rumble is so fucking important. You know, the reason I look forward to it, I call it like my wrestling Christmas, is because like winning it and getting that title shot, like it means something. So when it's not even addressed, I had to think about what my problem was. Everybody made great points. They're like, Becky's actions led her to lose that title shot. But that's never really been explicitly said on the show, you know? And for me, you could argue, well, they don't have to lay that out. I mean, if she's getting suspended, when you're in jail, you don't get to vote.
Right.
Right? Like, you don't get all the rights of being out of prison. So you could make it like, oh, well, do we need that little bit of nitty gritty? Do we need that much exposition? I guess through my filter, I'm like, oh, the winning the Royal Rumble is so important. Mm-hmm. It literally is making it, you know, it bumps you up so much that it should be laid out. You know, that it should be. And I think like what my problem, and eventually I think everybody's points are was valid. It is valid that it's like she needs to be reinstated. My problem is that there's a sloppiness to it all, to the whole Becky storyline right now, which is, I think it all boils down to Vince's extremely loose involvement here. Who's Becky's problem with right now?
I guess it's with Rhonda and Charlotte.
Right. So, but why is Rhonda... Her big problem should be with Vince, right?
Right.
Even more than Rhonda Rousey. Like, what is she mad at Rhonda Rousey for at this point?
I think the fact that I even have
these
to
are
think
thinkers,
about it,
right? These are actually thinkers, and we're so close to WrestleMania, and maybe to someone else they're not. To me, I'm trying to think about the conflict. Now you could argue that, like, ooh, that's like how Game of Thrones is complicated like that and layered. But really, Vince came out and said, like, you're the man, right? If it tracks to the, let's say, Austin, it's like, you think you're the man, but I'm the man,
right?
But and then he disappears. He makes it. Oh, here's Charlotte Flair, and then your problems with Charlotte Flair. So your whole problem is with the front line of the battle, not the king and the tower? You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. It's like
and
heaven,
then it's about like, oh, well, I'll go after... like, and then Becky is just like, whatever, I beat you at Royal Rumble, I'll do it again. No, you... like, she's the hero. She'd be like, I already earned my title shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think this a lot of this probably has to do with the fact that, like, even going back as far as when Becky 316 happened... I don't think they were anticipating pushing her this far or this hard.
Right.
And I think they're sort of now, they're probably even like, oh, fuck, WrestleMania is in 4 weeks.
Right.
And how do we generate heat? Oh, take her out of the match and put her back. Like, they're just trying to figure out a way to, like, make this thing make sense now that they haven't really even anticipated having to do it.
Yeah. To me, it's like, look, it's going to be fine.
Right.
These wrestlers are going to, they're so good, they're going to recover. Ronda's going to come out at Fastlane and make sure that that Becky wins because she wants to wrestle Becky. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she'll get involved. It's a great way to make that happen. And Rhonda going apeshit this week was great, and we'll talk about that next. But I really want to hyper-focus on this, on the Becky angle of this, which is, Charlotte was just put in, right? Like, what was the reason? Is it, the reason for that was big, hey, your actions, I don't like your attitude.
Right.
So I'm going to put Charlotte in here.
Because she stays in her lane.
Right. We don't even have the face of the company logic. They're worried about repeating that Randy Orton thing, which is like, you're just not the face of this company.
Right.
Like, Randy Orton is the face of the company. They're not saying that, right?
Right.
It's just like something Vince wanted. And then what they're doing that annoys me is ignoring the Rumble win.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, Becky should just be like, all right, well, if I'm reinstated, I won the Royal Rumble. Are you saying your marquee event doesn't mean anything?
Right.
But she's like, all right, fine, I'll do it, recklessly going along with that, which is not like, there's logic missing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. It's frustrating.
Right.
And it just feels like week to week, they're figuring out stuff that they should have mapped out perfectly. You know?
Yeah.
And they're making it so overcomplicated. I find it very, I just feel like it's very frustrating. And we're not seeing Vince enough for him to be this involved in the tweaks. Now, you make the argument Vince is always has his hand in it. But do you even see Stephanie as like a hand of Vince? Because it feels like they're kind of, some weeks they're in line with each other.
Yeah.
So this week, Stephanie literally just says, and I meant to listen back to the exact wording, which was like, well, all right, so you're coming to take your title back? Okay, well, because of that, like, I still need an event.
Uh-huh, right.
Like, so I still need a match. So, you know what? If I'll make it Becky, and if Becky loses, that's that. She didn't even say, look, Becky, because Ronda is all, this is all they need to say. Because Ronda, we need Ronda. Okay, she's the face of the women's division and the champion. We need her. Against my better judgment, I'm going to reinstate you. Okay? And you just have to sign this waiver. And then you sign the waiver, and I go, and then, yeah, why wouldn't she just have the title shot at Mania? She won the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, like,
is this just me or not?
No, but this is where we get into an aspect of wrestling where it's like the only answer is that like there's some detail that's like behind the scenes or something that's happening that we're not privy to why decisions are being made.
Right.
On some level, it's like, why doesn't Bray Wyatt ever get pushed? It's like, well, maybe there's like a fucking blood feud between the Rotundas and the McMahons. Like, who knows what fucking weird politics are going on with Ric Flair's daughter and Ronda Rousey. Like, who knows?
Right.
And maybe we're seeing the, like, and this is just speculation, but like, maybe we're seeing the reason it seems so weird and disorganized is because it's the reasons they're giving us aren't the real reasons. Like, backstage, there's some reason why all this is just so difficult to fucking put together.
Right.
I don't know.
I got to cash in on this, so I'm going to play it because I got to hear other angles here.
Yeah.
Because everybody on the page seemed kind of cool with all this. To me, I feel like the storytelling is so. I don't know like who's mad at everybody. All I know is like, all right, they're trying to make this triple threat happen. That's all I know.
That's it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's hear this, Cashin.
Hey, Cow Nation. What's going on? This is Braddy Mac,
the producer,
Jabroniac, with a Cashin regarding the women's situation with Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Until Ronda came in and interrupted the whole affair, Flair was going to fight Becky, two SmackDown wrestlers, for the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I really like that the WWE is just testing the limits of storytelling and not having any confines of everything, and it's story-based, and it somehow makes sense. But those are SmackDown wrestlers, superstars, competing on Raw, showing up on Raw forever, but not competing per se, but they're about to compete for the belt. With the upcoming SmackDown going over to Fox, is this representative of how they're going to use storylines and how they're going to use players? It's suspect, though, that it's showing up on Raw exclusively. Is that going to remain where Raw is the dominant brand? Just want your feedback regarding that. Keep killing it, guys. Cheers up.
Cheers up. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I truthfully don't care about. Look, you're right though. I should care about this. Being on what brand it should matter, right? But it doesn't matter in the there's a precedent that if you win a title, I think this is done fine. I think I have no problem with this. Becky won the Royal Rumble and she wanted to go after Ronnie and she had beef with Ronnie and she. That's where she chose to go. It's precedented. You choose who you want to fight. So she went over, and then Vince decided that Charlotte Flair is injected into the storyline. So now they're on both shows. So I think it's fine. I have right. no problem with that. But I did think about the. I did. Whoa, hey. I'm putting myself in the jabron zone for that. Can we edit that out, Adosh? No? Okay. All right. It's unfortunate. Anyway. So I think that I had the same thought about the brand split where I was like, oh, I was like, fuck the brand split. This is fine. They're all on every show. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the way to do it, right? Because if I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. And by the way, listen to other podcasts talking about business. But I imagine Fox is not going to be cool with like, hey, Roman, let's say Roman Reigns is the big guy. They're not going to be like, well, we don't care about having Roman Reigns.
Right.
So
right.
I imagine you're going to see more floating when they're on two different networks right. to keep one network happy over the other one. Right. right. If you have like Brock Lesnar's the champion on one show, they're going to be like, well, we want Brock on our show also.
Unless this is a completely tangential and a different conversation, but unless we start seeing like actual contract wars. Between right. wrestlers, where it's like, no, this is like the NBC Universal contract. This is the Fox Sports contract.
Right.
Like, these
We're
are your
gonna
options.
We're not going to see that.
Oh, come
We're
on.
Not going to see that. I think that they could, there's potential for it, but that's going to take, whatever. I'm a little confused. I think actually all the logic is there, but the execution from week to week is very confusing.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention that Rhonda has so much trouble on the microphone.
Yeah.
That like what she's doing is like a whole other fucking curveball mm-hmm. to the whole story.
If I could be a WWE apologist
yeah,
for a moment.
Which you can be.
Thank you. I think what flavor is that?
Lime.
Okay.
Duh.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
My next stop is the Jabron Zone. I think. Okay.
I watched the first ep of Twilight Zone randomly.
Like the first ep ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like it's all on
which
Netflix, just
it?
Randomly. It's when the guy is like in an abandoned town.
Oh.
I won't give this thing on it, but it's great. Yeah. Anyway, go.
No, yeah. So I think, is it possible that like we're just so used to none of this making any sense where there's like no logic, there's no preparation, there's no continuity, there's no care paid to the writing that we're getting something that's like 75 to 80% of the way there?
Well, I actually heard that the promos this week that Becky, it was written by Dana Warrior.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I saw. No, I'm just kidding. Dana Warrior's, you know, on the creative team now?
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
But you know what I mean? It's like maybe so it seems like the reason we're getting frustrated is because it's like you're so close to doing something that makes sense for once. And it's kind of feels botchy where it's like, what's the point?
I think they don't like if it feels like we're getting remotely ahead of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Vince is great. Like in terms of storytelling, because look, all reports I hear is like everything is Vince.
Right.
You know, they have writers. None of them can get through to him at all.
Right.
It's all Vince. He decides what he's doing. He comes in, changes it. This is what we're doing. That's it. Right. You know, it's classic.
Right.
So, I think that he has a lot of success in curveballing us and a lot of success in he knows, oh, I don't give the masses what they want. These are great attributes of Vince,
right.
Which is like mob, I don't give the mob what they want. I'm in charge. I'm the tastemaker.
Right.
Right. Like, and you guys, when you see the track, you go, I like that. Well, then I show you a different thing you didn't like that's more creative, and that's what makes us, you know?
Right.
And I think he has a lot of success for that. But I think right now, he is right now just overthinking this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, it feels like it should have just been replace. Charlotte and Ronda are going at it. Ronda's, like, upset about it, you know? Right. And then whatever. Then she gets added back because of Ronda. Charlotte's already in there, and that's it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But this Fastlane to have a match there. But and look, I couldn't believe when I heard this week was the go home show for Smack for yeah. Fastlane. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, I only know one match.
Yeah. This is the second interim pay per view in a row where I've been like, wait, that's this Sunday?
Right.
There are so many of them.
And by the way, before you guys start going like, see, you doubted it. What's going to happen is Ronda will, Becky will not get her title shot I wouldn't be shocked if this happens where she doesn't get it. And then they spend 4 weeks getting it to her.
Right.
Leading up to Mania. And then when she gets it, there's a big pop. Yeah. So you think it's going to happen at Fastlane. It doesn't. Yeah. And it'll work out. And it's all going to work out. The women should still be main eventing WrestleMania. It's great. Becky's still doing great stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I also do, though, see the reasoning behind thinking, oh, we have so many weeks left.
Right.
Like, maybe it is easier to keep throwing wrenches in it than it is to, like, just sit on what the story is.
Right. But all they had to do, the reality of the situation is that they're trying to not play classic authority,
right.
But they need to for the story they want to tell. Right? Like, yeah. The story they want to tell is exactly Randy Orton, WrestleMania 30 or whatever. Or is it 30? When Randy Orton's the face of the company? Yeah, because he has the two championships. Yeah. It's exactly that, which is Vince doesn't like Becky's attitude. It's like that with, instead of Daniel Bryan, Stone Cold.
Right.
Right? So it's like the Rock Stone Cold. All right. This is a long walk, but yeah. Whatever. You get it, okay? Yeah. All right. I'll put myself in. All right.
Being prepared for a night she'll never forget.
What's happening is they're like, hey, Vince is saying, I want Charlotte to be in the main event.
Right.
Look at her. She's a flair.
Right.
You know what? I don't even like, you sound Irish. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like whatever the fuck he thinks. You know what I mean? I don't like your accent. I don't like your attitude. You remind me of troubling people who are hard to handle, you know?
Yeah.
And she's a star, you know? And then it's like, you're going to get Ronda. Like, I can't, my main event match is going to be Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey because that's star power.
Right.
Right? Those are the faces of the company. And that's it, right? And then
maybe even dig the knife in a little deeper and be like, you only got popular this year.
Right.
Like, they only started cheering you this year.
Wait, you know what? So, hold on. Let me think about this. Why is this fucking hurt? Anyway. Because I like that it was like, I put Charlotte in because I don't like your attitude, right? So that makes, it's like, Charlotte goes in here, and you know what? I'm putting her in here. So then, this is complicated. It's just like, why wasn't this just a one-on-one match?
Right.
Why is Charlotte in this match? Just so they can main event it, right? Just so it could be definitively the last match, right? But yeah, then it's like, oh, I don't like your attitude. Then Ronda, they had it great until this week in my mind. Ronda is puts the belt in the ring. I'm not in this match because I want to face Becky, right? And then they're like, shit, we need you. Come back. Add Becky back in. And then have a couple weeks where Ronda doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they're like, well, Fastlane, the matches for the title, which is what they did do.
Yeah. Because the title's vacant right now, right?
Ooh, guys, booking is hard. Yeah. No, they did do that. And it was like, oh, I'm going to beat up. Oh, and then, but then why would Becky? No, here's the problem.
Okay.
First off, the problem is that it shouldn't have been Vince and not Stephanie, because Stephanie right now is not representing Vince. They're not together at all. We don't see that. So that's a problem, is that Stephanie, her allegiance, because remember her and Vince were disagreeing, is confusing me. So that's one problem. They're ignoring the Royal Rumble win altogether, which, fine, I'll let go, but bothers me.
Right.
As a math man, I don't like that, okay? There has to be rules. It's like why I don't like when people come back from the dead in shows. Like, not when it's, like, established as a thing, you know what I mean? But, like, fucking the end of Harry Potter, I'm like, guys, he's dead.
Right.
I don't, oh, he comes back because of the power of love or whatever. No. Then what was the whole thing I watched?
Right.
I don't like that.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
That's fine. You're a little too late. I don't like that. But the other problem is that they were like, oh, shit, Ronda's not here. What do we do? Well, we need to figure out what to do. Why give it to Becky? The whole point of Ronda leaving was, you're not giving me Becky like I want. I want to beat the shit out of Becky.
Right.
I'm sick of this company. I don't like this. And I like that. Like, yo, she doesn't like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
But then she walks away, and then they give Becky the shot not to draw her back in.
Right.
That's what makes no sense.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And look, me thinking this out, I did it in real time on the podcast here. I know what bothered me, but I had to figure out all the ins and outs here. You see that booking is a complicated thing.
Right.
But this is a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
Like, we've write sketches at UCB where we sit and think like this.
Yeah.
It makes no sense for Steph to be like, Ronda's gone. What do we do? What's her want? Well, I guess she's gone. Well, maybe we'll have Becky wrestle. Obviously, she's going to come back.
Yeah.
And be like, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But then they don't even address that. They do, right? So then they go into a thing where Ronda comes back, takes a towel, and they're like, okay, well, fine. And she's like, I forgot the line that Steph said. She was like, well, I have to keep the ball rolling, essentially.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, and she's like, so at Fastlane, it's going to be these two, and I'll reinstate. Now, then Ronda just flips and beats the shit out of Becky after she got exactly what she wanted. Wouldn't she beat up Steph?
Yeah.
The person you beat up is Steph, who's just like, cut this shit out. I got what I wanted. So I don't understand it all.
Yeah.
So anyway, it will be fine. And the reason it'll be fine is because we'll accept it like we do every week. We go, okay, that's what they're doing. Great. Well, I'm excited to watch next week because I love WWE. I love these wrestlers. I love pro wrestling. I love 90% of what WWE is doing. And we'll go, I got it. Ronda's kind of a heel now. This is what we're going with.
Right.
But then next week, they'll make it inconsistent. And this is what they do. Remember the lead up of Lesnar, Reigns?
Yeah.
And Reigns had the game, right? Which is the story. He had the thing going where he's not here. And he was getting heat.
Yeah.
He's not here. And then the next week, they went with beating up police, U.S. Marshals.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
And then... Lesnar beat up Reigns while he was handcuffed. Like he's, you know, like, oh no, he's beating up our guy. And we're like, no, we were liking Reigns because he was there every week.
Right.
And they dropped, right?
Yeah.
So the inconsistency is very frustrating because of how serious we take it.
Well, I think you had said that a good quality of Vince McMahon is that he seems to not give people what they want.
Right.
I think that's a bad quality. I think that...
Well, I'm right, though.
Yeah, but he needs to...
And you're wrong.
He needs to... Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
that's just like your opinion, man. Should that be a drop?
Well, from the Lebowski? Yeah, definitely.
Is that a little corny? Is it a little cliche?
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Anyway, I mean, yeah.
I think...
That's just like your opinion, man. It's one of the best lines of all time.
I use it every day.
Yeah, I love it.
I think he needs... To quote Anthony King again...
Yeah.
You need to give the audience... what they want, not what they expect.
Right.
And so to not give us what we want, you get stuff like Roman Reigns saying, Brock Lesnar's never here. He's never here. But
at the expense of sense is what Vince does.
Right. So he'll
that was the light bulb where it's like, we're going to get what we want, which at Fastlane, Ronda will come out and then help Becky.
Right.
Because she's like, I want to beat you up so bad that I'm going to help you.
Right.
And then that's what we want. But it's at the expense of sense.
Yes. Of any kind of logic at all.
Right.
Right.
This week made no sense. I'm sorry. I'll put the Rumble thing behind, but it should be said, like, you know, just so you know, you lose your Royal Rumble rights for that suspension. Right. That's how suspensions work here. You don't get privileges for that. That's even heat for the crowd.
Right.
You'd be surprised. This is one thing that happens when you do improv comedy. let me climb up in my tower.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm just
put a black turtleneck on.
Absolutely.
Smoking a long cigarette.
I'm going up my tower. Are you guys seeing? I'm looking down on you guys.
There's a very high horse galloping away.
Yeah. Absolutely. When you do improv comedy, you're making up comedy scenes on the fly, right? So you need to create a base reality for people to understand, for your joke to live in. So you realize early on that if what I'm doing doesn't make sense, if my scene doesn't make sense, people are like, oh, this is fun and weird. You can't tell a joke within something that doesn't make sense because they're not vested in it like it's real. They're right.
Yeah.
So this is the mistake WWE makes all the time. It's like you realize it only takes one sentence a lot of times to make something grounded, right? I've told you this a million times, yeah. But like to make something work, you're right. You could be in like a you could have something crazy, but you just need a line to say what's a good example of it, which is like it's basically like if you leave question marks, right? I'm trying to explain it in a way that's not too too. I'm gonna give like. It's going to go too improv.
I think people like that, though.
But it has to make sense. So, like, if you have a question mark, an audience, and you're confused about it, the audience stays at the question mark, mm-hmm. and you don't answer it, they don't move forward. With comedy, they're confused, so they'll never be fully invested in the joke.
Right.
You know? So there's a lot of times in wrestling where you just have to say one line a lot of times to make something work. So let's say it's all right. Let me think of an example here. Something that's like
go to a crazy place like heaven.
Or no, if you're eating, okay. So I catch Dan. I catch you eating.
Well, eating shit is my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the example I always give.
I love that example.
Oh, so I know, but okay. Here's the power of words here. So if you say this actually does work. Well, all right. There's a piece of shit on the ground.
Right.
I pick it up and I eat it. Right.
And I'm like, Dan, why are you eating that shit?
Right. And I go, because I'm hungry.
Right.
And then we move on.
Right.
Audience is not with us.
No.
Why?
Because hungry makes sense. Right.
Right.
You would eat something, but it doesn't explain why you're eating shit.
You have more questions.
Yes.
You're confused about the logic of the scene, right?
Right.
All right, this does work for this. I just thought it was too far, right?
Yeah. If I'm hungry, I eat. But then the question is, well, then why are you eating shit?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, so then I go, you go, why are you eating shit? And then I just go, well, last night I stepped in some toxic waste. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been hungry for shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Can I give you one?
Right. Yeah, go.
Okay. Ask me why I'm eating the shit.
Why are you eating the shit?
Well, actually, you know, our bodies are really inefficient, and so there's a lot of nutrients in this still. So I get it. I get the extra nutrients from the shit.
Right. But I'd be like, that's not true.
Well, I mean.
That's not true, Gary.
Well, I might say,
that's not true. I might be like, hey, Gary, you lost your job again?
Yeah. You know that I did.
Times
are tough.
Hey,
shit is free.
It's okay. I can buy you food, man. You don't have to keep acting like you're okay. Right? So now we have a scene, right? That. So it makes sense. But you see that it takes work and sometimes one or two sentences to make stuff. WWE tosses this. Even Vince, what frustrates me about current Vince is he comes out and he just goes, you know what? I'm doing this. It's Charlotte Flair. And then he's done. Like one line.
He disappears. Yeah.
But you're like, we need more from you.
Yeah.
Even when he was telling Strowman, like, you're out here, I remember I was like, I need one more line. Like, lay this thing out. Make it clear.
Even if it was just like, if you're wondering why I'm doing this, look no further than her last name.
Right.
She's Charlotte Flair. She's in the match.
Right. But actually, we don't even need that.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it would be, that's even like extra.
We actually don't need that. In this case, because we have the justification, which is he's like, you think you're the man?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the man.
Right.
Well, the key justification for Vince's actions is I'm the man.
Right.
But then that is the core of the scene.
Right.
So the second we step away from that, which is the justification for the unusual thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I see.
We
it
lose
now.
That.
I
and
see
now,
it now
what WWE is piles unusual on top of a usual on top of unusual, and we accept it as weeks go by, we just forget,
Yeah.
But this is why people are not vested.
Yeah.
They're not vested because it's not linear storytelling. And they just go, all right, that's cool. And then you start watching it for spots, right? You start just going, that's why you start watching. And this is why WWE needs to nail this down. Look, my buddy Dave Schilling's going to start writing there. I know he can handle this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you want to do a bad improv scene with the shit example?
We can in a sec. Hold on. But I'm saying, my example is shit like stepping in the toxic waste. Right. So it's not great. But you didn't have any more questions. You go, right. Oh, he's mutated.
Right.
It's not my favorite thing. It's not funny. It's not really grounded.
Right.
But do you have any more questions after that?
Yeah.
You might have more questions, but you understand it enough.
Yeah.
God, if we're getting into the whole thing,
I would have
questions. You'd be like, where was the toxic waste? Blah, blah, blah. But we're talking about at the core of it. Those are what I call process wise. But if we're getting into does it make enough sense to move forward?
Right.
That's always the key in improv for in my opinion, when it comes to justification. And it's a fine line there.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to explain it away, and you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to.
And you want to play the idea, so you got to be. You know, WWE. The answer is 90% of the time no.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so and right. So that's what they do. So right now it's like, you know what? We'll have Ronda go bad. So the times. Let's okay, because this is what this podcast is becoming this week.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm getting a little heated and emotional because of the thing that happened with my mom earlier, but like. Let's think about things that were successful recently, right? Becky Lynch is the most successful thing in recent WWE history, right? Becky Lynch said, Becky Lynch turned her heel turn. She turned on Charlotte Flair. Why?
Because she was always stealing her opportunities.
And that's what was happening.
Right.
Right? It was a great reason to get mad. It was a reason where you're like, fuck this. She was shoehorned into the match, and it was like, and she won.
Right.
And Charlotte gets everything, and she snapped, and you're like, I was there.
Yeah.
Barclay, it feels like I'm always there right now. They'll start doing these events, like Tampa's in WrestleMania. I'll be there. Oh, man. That made perfect sense. And then she had a bad attitude when she talked to Edge. You're like, what's my bad attitude? It's because she lost, she became cynical because of how it works. It's not enough of a meritocracy. And I'm actually succeeding acting like this.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, tracks.
It tracks.
Yeah.
So that was successful. I'm trying to think about something else that was. Yeah, that you didn't have any other questions. Right. Did you have another question about why she would heel turn? Okay, let's talk about Ronda. When Ronda yesterday decided to, I think, heel turn.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure if it's a heel turn or more of just like a I'm fed up. You're like y'all gonna keep fucking around, turn me back to the real me or whatever. You know what I mean? She had like that kind of, she had like a forgot about Dre moment. Did you understand why?
I mean,
in that moment it happened.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You can say yes. I'm actually trying to figure this out. We're being heady.
I don't know. I don't know that I did.
Well, Stephanie gave the belt. We just went through this. Like,
yeah.
But right, she gave the belt. She was going to give it to them. She took it back. And then she said, she flipped out. She just spouted out a catchphrase. Screw the man. Screw
damn
the woo.
Damn the man. Screw the woo.
Yeah.
And no more Mrs. Nice Bitch.
Right.
No more Mrs. Nice
What was something bitch? Else I loved? I loved when Braun Strowman, when Vince took the title shot away, I loved that it was like, hey, what are you flipping, you know, like breaking my car?
Yeah.
Forget it. You don't get it like that. It was like, oh, yeah. Like, we saw that play out. That made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll think of more examples as we go forward. But right now, this is. WWE should hold themselves to a higher storytelling standard.
I mean, it is possible that the writers are turning in stuff that makes sense, and Vince is just like, no.
I know that's happening. I know
so
that's
somewhere
happening.
Somewhere on the floor of a writer's room is a WWE that makes sense.
Right.
And we're getting Vince's veto power to be like, no, this is what I want to do. And it's probably coming at the it's probably coming because it's like, no, they figured it out. So let's just go this way.
So.
Randomly.
So for all the people, I'm acting like I got all my. All right, for anyone, let's track a simpler thing.
Yeah,
let's track this Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston thing.
Okay.
So they nailed this. The storytelling of the match was great, and their match storytelling is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Kofi, then Vince comes out and just puts Kevin Owens in there with no logic, right? Oh, he just says Kevin Owens, like KO.
He's more qualified.
Right. He's just kind of like, Kofi, you're like, I'm sorry, you're just not good enough. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so that's where we're at. So that's, and then Kevin Owens versus Danny Bryan's happening at Fastlane. Cool. So that's where we're at. So let's track this going forward in podcast. How they get Kofi back in, and will it make any sense?
Right.
Do we see Vince again? Do we need to see Vince again? In my mind, yes, yeah. We do. All right. Anyway, we talked about this for a while, but I'm a math guy. I'm a writer brain. Well, I'm like, well, if you win this title shot and you get suspended, these one lines.
Yeah.
So all we needed was a line just being like, your Rumble is now, it's for what you did with suspension. Here's the deal. We're going to reinstate you for Ronda. We're doing this for Ronda because she's a star, not because anybody likes you or admires your actions here. The fans like you. We're not doing this for the fans.
Right.
We're doing this for Ronda, and that's it. Because of that, you lose your Royal Rumble win. We're cutting your purse a little bit, and you're gonna wrestle Charlotte Flair at Fastlane.
Yeah,
and so the stipulation on it. It's kind of unnecessary, but whatever.
So then Charlotte beats Becky and then gets put in the triple threat, into a triple threat in Mania, right? That's what's happening.
That's what. All right, whatever. All right, we've talked this to death. It's just it's a little off, and I hope this is why it requires stuff that is close. Things that are close require the most analysis. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Sarah Claspel back in studio, right when we're transitioning. Sarah's here because we're going to record our skyscraper episode, but we're in the current episode. I told her to come in if she's early. What's up?
Not much. I'm excited about skyscraper. We talking about history again?
No, I'm going to talk about wrestling, and you're not going to probably know anything I'm talking about here, but... All right. Let's blow through. All right. Let's get a cash in. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
What up, Jabroniac? It's Pitch Mr. Perfect.
Nice.
Calling in, cashing in with a couple tepid takes. Nothing too hot today. I kind of wanted to talk about the slight break in kayfabe this week in a couple spots. One being Triple H. I really like this promo. I know some people were online or on the group weren't loving it, saying that he gets to resort to that kind of style and Richard Flair stuff just to kind of gain that face heat. But I think he did it really well. I actually loved where he went with it all. But, you know, he almost went as far as to call himself Paul in the ring, which kind of would have been fine if he's going for it fully. You know, talking about Batista's promo saying that it's bad guy 101, you know, this is going to be no characters and stuff like that. You know, fine, I guess when Roman Reigns comes out and makes his horrible announcement, has to say, hey, my real name's Joe. This is what I'm dealing with. But now we're using it in angles. I know that's been done with CM Punk. It's not like it's never been done before, but I just found it interesting. Haven't seen it in a while. And I feel like I'm seeing it more lately. Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan calling each other's kind of like gimmicks. They didn't say the word gimmick, but calling each other lowbrow. It just feels like a comment on something that breaks kayfabe a bit. Doesn't bother me. Just kind of wanted to point it out, open it up for discussion. Another random thing, Charlotte stealing Bask in My Glory.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Keith. I'm sure like that's not, I would be upset if I was Keith Lee. But she's on the main roster. She's the queen. She might be the GOAT. I guess you can get away with it. I just feel like, why? But, this is unprofessional. I got my lawyer's actually calling me, so I'm going to actually cut this short because I have to take this. And by the way, Dan, have you ever reached out to my lawyer like we talked about? I should go, but I'll call back next week with a spicier take and a longer take. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, I'm going to take this. Cheers up.
Yeah, cheers up. I thought that was all good stuff, and I think it's
So I have, I mean, I do have one.
I think that, yeah, I was going to say, I was going to send this over to you because this is your peeve.
Right.
With like Cena. You hate when Cena is like above it. And so him saying like bad guy 101 kind of undercuts it.
Yeah. For some reason, this wasn't as bad as like the when John Cena does it to me, because I think when John Cena does it, it's like there's somebody in the ring with him, and it would be the same as if you're on like an improv stage and someone's like, here's the pizza you ordered, and he's like, that's not a pizza, you moron, that's a book or whatever, you're right. And you're stupid, right? That's the way John Cena does it. He's like undercutting the person in real time. This Paul Levesque breaking character, I didn't mind, and I liked it, and but I don't understand the comparison to Roman breaking character. Because Roman breaking character to announce that he has leukemia...
By Skyler?
This is not just his opinion. I've seen this opinion around, and somebody posted about it on the Facebook page. They were saying that, like, oh, you know, Triple H is using the same kind of, like, face heat tactic that Roman used to when he announced he had leukemia. And it's like, well, first of all, that wasn't a face heat tactic. He was dropping his name, his character, because he was announcing he has cancer. That's one thing. And that doesn't line up one-to-one with me, with Triple H being like, no characters, I'm talking to you as a person, we're going to fight for real. That's just him selling the match.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with him breaking character, and I think it was great. It seemed legit. Like, he was really angry.
I'm really into it, but he was saying these are tepid takes. I think I'm really into Batista Triple H having like a really personal match.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm really into that, and making it personal over Flair, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was hard to believe that Batista would beat up Flair.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was cool, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, Triple H wants to be the fucking mega hero in that.
And also, Batista probably wanted to come back heel because of what happened last time.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is 5 years ago already when Batista left.
Yeah.
That not feel like 5 years. Fucking crazy. But it was pre-Guardians of the Galaxy. So, but Batista left, and when he came back last time as a face, it didn't work at all because of the Daniel Bryan stuff. So he's like, and he claims, oh, I knew they should have brought me back as a heel, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they're teasing that, right? Because that's kind of why Triple H is like, we know what you said on the internet, we know. And that's why you come and playing bad guy 101. It's like, of course you want to be the bad guy here, but you took it too far.
Right.
I kind of dig that. But But I feel like Batista is so ripe for being a face. Everybody loves him now.
Yeah.
And I guess they think that Triple H is going to be the good guy?
I mean, obviously.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't think he's ever going to read as a pure good guy in such a role of authority in the... Yes.
Oh, I don't watch a lot of wrestling. Yeah. Triple H could never be just the good guy.
No. Absolutely.
You idolize.
He actually said that. It was but anyway, I thought it was... cool. I actually thought Batista's acting was so good in that one clip.
What I was going to say is I want him, like, let's let Batista be a heel because now he has acting chops and it's easy. It's more fun to play a heel.
And also, he said, that you were going to come play bad guy. Triple H is amazing on the microphone. Yeah. Let's just say that. He's fantastic and he gets better as he gets older or whatever. But I actually thought they didn't really need to go this way because I thought Batista set up this cool thing where he's like, oh, you're going to play play the game by my rules. I was like, oh, he's going to go kind of like a action movie.
Yeah, that felt like an action movie.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to go kind of the like Saw route or something or like, you know, like something where it's just like, you don't know when I'm going to come. Like, now I'm a big star.
Yeah.
And now I'm bigger than you, Triple H. I have more money than you. Which is not true, right?
It might be.
Triple H is richer than Batista.
I don't know. Batista's in two fucking Marvel
movies. I know,
movies.
But Triple H is married to Stephanie McMahon.
I mean, what are we talking about? We talking about liquid assets here, or what are we talking?
We're talking about net worth. I'm saying
net worth. I think Batista has it.
I think Batista has more liquid cash than Triple H, but we're talking inheritance.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who do you think has more star power?
Batista.
Batista.
Batista for sure, because he's been in the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Triple H is someone who I know and have known for years and years.
Yeah.
Like, he's a name kids in like high school and college were wearing Triple H shirts.
I think it's interesting because I bet tons of fans now, like young fans, are like, oh my god, it's Drax.
Yeah.
And they don't even know him at all as a wrestler. They're like, it's so cool, Drax is gonna wrestle.
Yeah.
You know, so I have no idea. I think we'll find out how their star power plays out like in the coming month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I actually don't know.
Plus, you got to factor in that chaperone money.
Yeah, big time chaperone money. And, I still was flicking through my phone the other day, and I passed the picture of that photoshopped photo. There's this picture in it where like Triple H is like in jail, and he has like one picture of his family, and he opens it up to look at it, and they show like an insert shot of it, and it's clearly like. The girl's yearbook picture and a separate picture of the mom, like the actors, just put next to each other. They're not touching each other. It's like two yearbook photos, and they just put like a background of the woods.
Yeah. The lighting like, is like horribly off. It's really funny.
It's like Annabeth Gish wearing like a dress for her high school senior photo, and then it's like a picture of a random little girl and like the beach or something.
Yeah, but I thought that it is like and Charlotte saying that's pretty reckless, but I bet that just slipped out of her mouth.
Yeah,
there's some good takes in there. I mean, and I forgot we talked about Skyler's lawyer. I haven't talked to him. All right. A couple things. I know. So this week, this is the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. I think we got to address the comedian aspect, which is we have special guest correspondents for WrestleMania, which will be SNL's own Michael Che and Colin Jost. And I got to say, they were funny on Raw, I thought.
Yeah, I mean.
It's hard. Yeah. I got to tell you, that is fucking hard going into the belly of the beast. They were smart to be like, Colin doesn't know wrestling.
Right.
So, like, he's going to do it wrong. And I thought the first segment was funny. He puts on a Mets hat in Philly.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie's like, look, I got to talk. Yeesh. I got to talk to you. We got a broader audience here. You can't really bring your own. You know what I mean? They were kind of joking, which is like, you got to play to these idiots.
Yeah.
And they didn't really sell that Che is a big mark. I don't know if you know that. Like, Michael Che is like front row at wrestling.
Right.
And I have like, anyway, these guys are funny. I thought they had a really funny moment where they walk by EC3, who is completely tan and spraying himself in the mirror. And they're they're like, they just walk by him in the hallway and they're like, that's fucking weird. and I think Michael Che was like, is that shoe polish? like on his body.
Oh, right.
So anyway, I thought it was cool. They're going to be the correspondents. Doesn't seem totally necessary to me. I hate when they bring in celebs to do stuff. These are nice guys. I've met these guys before, so good for them for working. Always good to have comedians working, but don't really need the worlds to collide there, but until it's me. And then when it is me, I love it. I think we need it. We need it. We need more of it. Anyway, my Trump's gone.
It is.
It's gone.
It's just this.
Going to the drone zone. All right. Let's address... two more big things and a bunch of small, tiny things, and then we'll get into Skyscraper. What do you say?
All right.
Hell yeah.
Sarah, you approve?
Of Skyscraper? We'll get into it.
Yeah.
I'm in the last 10 minutes, right?
Wow. You're in the spice zone, I would say.
Yeah, you're in the spice zone is what it is.
So let's see. So Kevin Owens was inserted into this Daniel Bryan story.
Yeah.
Okay? And I got to tell you, he was so over on SmackDown. Kevin Owens is a face. The crowd loved him. I mean,
where were they at?
I almost had the feeling, I was like, hey, Vince, really? That's a good thing he did that. Yeah. They were in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Which is a shitty.
It's a shitty city.
It's a shitty. We called it Shittsburgh.
Yeah.
Remember they had a bad outing, and I felt like they were making up for it.
Well, I just don't like Pittsburgh or the people that live there.
Well, I'm saying in Pittsburgh, I thought they were a hotter crowd than Philly, to be honest.
I mean, respectfully disagree with
you. On Monday, they were in Philly. The Philly crowd, I felt like was not giving me exactly what I wanted. Especially for Ricochet and Alistair.
Comparatively speaking, Philly is a higher IQ area. It's easier to please the Shittsburgians. You know, so it's, you know, they cheer, they see bright lights, they're like, yay, I'm cheering. It's a good thing. There's a lot of...
Listen, don't shoot on Pittsburgh right now. You don't know what's going to happen. You might get an angle slam. He was so over. And him and Daniel Bryan, who, by the way, I think Daniel Bryan is doing the best work on all shows right now. I think Daniel Bryan, I would rank as in power rankings, I put him as the number one wrestler in WWE right now.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the way down to that part at the end when he's like crouched on the ramp with Rowan.
Yeah.
Looking like terrified.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I think he's doing fucking amazing work. Oh, I want to talk about the Daniel Bryan in terms of justification.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, we're going back to our justification talk. Daniel Bryan, when he turned and started talking about the planet, mm-hmm. it didn't really make any sense. Uh-huh. But then we bought into it over time. He made it work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, for time's sake, I won't get into that. But when him and Owens were going back and forth, that was the loosest conversation. Like, the loosest back-and-forth promos I'd seen. Daniel Bryan was interrupting him a couple times. He was like, oh, I'm on my couch. And he was like, yeah, where you belong. And these guys have snapped into a feud in a way where I was like, this is perfect. It's like the fat guy versus the guy who's, like, all about consumerism and consumption, who's disgusted by a guy like Kevin Owens, who's, like, kind of like a bowling with his kids, like a Midwest dad, even though it's not what he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I loved when he was on a commentary, and he like stands up, and he's like, that's why he had two knee surgeries, because he's lazy, he doesn't take care of his body, it's not because he's been putting himself through the ringer.
I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan just ripping on him, and he was like, well, where you belong?
Yeah.
And I thought that was really great, and I like Owens being like, I don't like people think they're better than other people. Like, that's enough. Really?
It's almost, that's like, not only is it enough, that's like rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he feels like that's how Kevin Owens would actually feel. He feels like that kind of guy. These guys have really clicked very fast in a way where I expect Owens, I expect when Vince watches those guys give such a like fluid promo bouncing off each other, but still supporting each other in the skeleton of the conversation, of the promo, I expect them not to remove Owens from this.
Right.
Just based on this week. I thought that was really good. I thought this was an amazing week for promos in general. I thought that Triple H, his promo we said was great. Owens, I thought was great. Daniel Bryan was great. I thought Charlotte was pretty fucking good. Samoa Joe was amazing on the mic and won the U.S. title.
Yeah. I don't like that. Really exciting. I don't like that he pinned Andrade for it, but
R-Truth was really funny.
What did he say? R-Truth, and he was like, well, first of all, he calls John Cena his childhood hero.
Yeah.
They're like the same age.
Yeah.
And R-Truth might be older. And then he's like, I've done this once and I'm tired. He's like, John Cena used to do a challenge every week. I'm tired. I did it once. I'm exhausted. Very funny.
I thought that was really funny. Did you see his video of him being like a toy in like Walmart?
God. Yeah.
Class, but look it up. You'll love it.
Can't wait.
Anyway, so I thought that was good. Here's what I'm gonna say about, first off, Owens. That is Samoa Joe's winning the U.S. title is so exciting for WrestleMania, because we'll have a Joe. I don't know who's gonna be in that match, but it'll be great.
Yeah,
I think something made me think it might be Cena.
How? Why?
Because he mentioned Cena.
Yeah,
like. R-Truth was talking about Cena, and then it made Joe mention Cena in the promo, I think.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I think that's a perfect spot for John Cena, a Joe-Cena feud for the U.S. title.
Where Joe wins.
Yeah.
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 Or if Cena wants to come back and do a U.S. title run, that's my favorite John Cena. So, like, just doing open challenges every week. So I'm cool with it, but I bet Joe would win.
Yeah, I hope
okay. so. Okay, so... I don't like the stunner on Kevin Owens.
What?
Hot take.
That's a very hot take.
He doesn't feel like...
I think it was a great stunner.
No. His stunner was great. He gave a great stunner. But there's something about it where... It's like he doesn't feel like the guy. Becky was the person to be doing the stunner.
Okay.
She should be doing the stunner.
Right.
It was so obvious. Becky to take the stunner for women would have been so fucking great.
I agree.
I say it over and over. Would have been great. Owens, it feels like he's just getting. He's so great, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like his move.
Right.
The pop-up powerbomb was great. I thought for him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, I don't agree with any of your points except for it would have been better if it went to the. It would be better to take that move for the women.
He doesn't feel like...
Everything else is completely wrong.
It doesn't... I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it.
Right, maybe it's not for you.
But I didn't feel really when Seth did the pedigree either.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I might not like... I might not just like, oh, I just do the stunner now. But again, if I was Kevin Owens, I would do the stunner.
Right.
So I can't really knock him. And Kevin Owens is fantastic.
Bro, if I was a wrestler, I would be sitting up like The Undertaker. I would be doing so much shit and just getting in trouble. Stop doing their moves. Like, you're not going to stop me.
Absolutely. I mean... of course. Yeah. All my moves would just be a classic move set.
Every week.
Sharpshooter. I wouldn't think of any move. A people's elbow would be maybe my finish.
All your moves are just other wrestlers finishing moves.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also the same way of like if something new gets invented for like basketball or football, and it's like, oh, this is a cool new move or play. You can't like patent it.
Right.
No, that's I'm the only one who does this very cool play that works.
Yeah, right. But
yeah. Only the Jets can do a Hail Mary.
In wrestling, people get very, they're like, that's his move.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, no.
You get legit heat. Like, if you do somebody else's move and, like, you don't clear it, like, there's going to be words.
Randy Orton in small doses is amazing.
Yeah.
He is the king of the small dose. Listen, if you get Randy Orton literally just popped into AJ's promo and just said, like, what did he say? I know what he said. He said,
all lives matter.
He said, all lives matter. That's what he said. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah. Very chill.
But he said, he was like, you're already like, I forgot what. Anyway, AJ said something that was like kind of modest.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And like, and then Randy Orton was like, yeah, now I see why it took you 15 years to get here. And then just walked away. Yeah. He just says, well, you should just do insults out of nowhere. Everything should be out of nowhere.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Tipping out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Randy Orton left me a 50% tip. It's like, out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I will deem, in terms of Hounds of Merch Corner, I'm going to deem the Beast Slayer shirt buyable merch.
Okay.
The Seth Rollins shirt. I think it is
so the Beast Slayer,
great shirt.
Beast Slayer shirt is hereby recognized as official
buyable
merch.
Yeah, that's a buyable merch. Yeah. And that's a shirt when we're talking about Crunch Tech. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and go Crunch Tech. This is a shirt that I'm going to bite the bullet and go Crunch Tech. Even though right now I'm rocking a Seth Rollins mineral wash. Sarah, how would you describe this shirt? And how do you feel about the shirt, honestly?
Or,
be honest and feel free to insult the shirt.
Okay.
And as a final bonus, what major American retailer do you think this shirt could have been purchased from?
Absolutely.
Okay. You look like you're wearing a shirt that like a 10-year-old boy would wear. Because it's like gray, but it's like stonewashed gray.
Yeah, it's marble. It's marble. It's mineral.
It's unsure of itself.
Yeah, it says burn it down. There's a bunch of fire on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool. I'm just saying.
Sounds like somebody likes it.
Listen, I own too many cat shirts to insult anyone's wardrobe ever.
So would you, here's what I say. Would you, wait. Let's see what drops I got for this.
What major retailer do you think you could purchase this from?
You could get this from like a Kmart or a Walmart.
Yeah, it's so Kmart.
Nailed it right on the first one.
Okay, would you, I need an affirmative. Would you love this shirt or would you burn it down? Burn it down or love? We'll work on this segment going forward.
Okay.
Sarah?
Love means like I would wear it.
Yeah.
And burn it down means I would set it on fire.
Yes. Okay. It's either wear it or set it on fire. And yeah.
I've seen some cool wrestling shirts, but I'm going to burn this down.
I gotta redo that. Wait, Siri. And you could also Siri it. Would you like to Siri it?
I'm gonna ask Siri about it.
Well, you can ask Siri about it. Love it or burn it down.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Siri to burn it down.
Okay. Siri, can we burn it down?
Siri sucks.
Siri.
This bit is
Siri, can I burn it down? Wow, we guys, if we're doing, we're asking Siri stuff, we went full drive time.
Yeah.
I'm here. Oh, everybody. Coming at you in the morning. Johnny Gargano in the morning. He's got it. Do you have it? Okay. All right. You want to do a talk up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, ready?
All right, what's everybody listening to KWRP? We got Shawn Michaels in the studio. It's too short. It's too short. Give me.
Oh, you want a long one?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but you have to do. All right, you have all to right. commit. Ready?
All right.
Yeah, you're listening to 94 WYSP, home of the Eagles. At 5 on the hour, we got AJ Styles. He's going to be talking about the Earth. It's flat. Tune in for traffic later. It's so fucked up because their songs don't follow musical rules.
It's very frustrating.
There's so many weird rests because they're waiting for the person to, like, they have to give them time to get out and, like, pose and all this. So they're always, like, weird rests and quarter rests.
And
like,
wrestlers
stacked.
Are not generally going to pose, like, on the beat.
No. Right. It took Seth Rollins, no bullshit, like, 3 years before he figured out the, like, boom, like, motion on his song kicking in. He kept, like, coming in.
Better, dude.
He should have known better.
True. All right, Sarah, you want one? You want to do talk up?
What's a talk up?
So it's like I play a song and you talk until the music starts?
Okay, about anything?
Yeah,
great,
yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Usually, okay, ready? Give a call sign and then...
Yeah.
What's up? You got Classy on the bones. That's right. Classy's playing the piano. She's got songs about cats. You know what? Oh, it's Classy!
Do people call the piano
it's
the bones?
Class B.
Yes.
I love that.
Maybe.
Gonna hit the bones real quick.
All right, everybody.
I do not play piano.
Coming out.
Yeah.
You're listening to 94 Eagle, where we talk about American politics. Later on, we got Rush Limbaugh, and we're going to talk about the wall. Is there a point in which this song starts?
This song already dropped. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to the funeral. Whoa. Oh, okay. I'm glad I didn't go there. Hey, anyway, guys.
Could you give a better, more heartfelt speech, please?
Oh, sorry. Hey, guys, welcome to Michael Jackson's career. He's already dead. He's already dead. Yeah, Chief E? We're going full drive time.
Yeah,
we're going drive time anyway. Anyway. Shame. How dare I talk about the dead pedophiles? But all right.
I should have known better, dude.
Okay, look. All right. Okay. Anything else? So we had a Shield reunion this week. We pretty much have to cover that, just to say. But, you know.
Whatever.
I'm not comfortable sharing how I feel about this stuff yet.
Yeah.
I feel like one thing I thought was cool, there was a guy in a Shield shirt in the crowd. And, like, there's no chance he knew he was seeing the Shield that night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty cool that happened. I'm not a big Ambrose fan. Even though I know Reigns is in remission, I wouldn't have brought him back till after WrestleMania.
Right.
I don't love Reigns being around Rollins right now. Like, Rollins is right now in his... Whenever he's around, it reminds you that... He's there
him.
For this reason, you know, and it's not anybody's fault or anything. And I'm not saying I don't want Reigns to be better, but I'm like, let Rollins do his thing, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be buried behind Reigns anymore. It's a mistake we made for too many years.
Yeah. I will say this.
But
though,
I get it.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns with dry hair instead of the wet hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
he looked gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
He looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Why do people have wet hair?
I think it's to keep out of their eyes, is
what
I think.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
I think it's just like, then it's more controlled.
They can just give like a flip back and it's done.
Yeah. But
it is gross.
Yeah.
It's, nobody likes it.
No. Especially because
every time my hair is wet, I can't wait till it's not wet. And these wrestlers are just like, it's showtime, baby. Yeah. Wet me up.
It may not even be water is the thing. Like, I think it might be baby oil, and that's even worse.
Like sort of
maybe a Cowmania.
Yeah.
We'll ask Dolph Ziggler live Saturday, April 6th.
I mean, that guy has so many follicles per square inch, it's insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's older than me, and the guy is, I mean, he's not lost anything.
No.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe it's a beautiful hairpiece.
Yeah, you guys, you heard it here second.
I would be heartbroken.
Wearing a piece.
I would be heartbroken to find that out.
Look, the only piece he is a piece of ass. Let me tell you. Hey, coming at you. No, Rock. We're not talking. It's not always about you, okay? It's about some of the current guys, okay? What is, you know, The Rock, if you smell what I'm cooking, is so bad.
Yeah.
The fact
that
you
think he came up with that when he was, like, making breakfast one day, and he's like, hey, babe, you smell what I'm cooking?
I honestly don't know. Have you ever seen it? I've never seen an interview with him where he acknowledges that. It is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it might be the worst catchphrase in wrestling.
There's other phrases, though, like that. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Are you, like, you know? Like,
yeah,
you
but I love it so much.
You smell what I'm cooking. You understand what I'm saying?
It's about cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, if you smell what I'm cooking, I know what it means.
Yeah. Would you like it if his phrase instead was, what's cooking good looking?
Yeah, I would love that. I guess it kind of works for him because The Rock's whole thing was like, if you smell what I'm cooking, is kind of like, It is like he's so good that at the end you're like, oh yeah, I smell what you're cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You're like, you know what? I smell what that guy is cooking.
Yeah.
But he could just do anything.
Right.
It is. Are you picking up? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? That really is what it is. Anyway, it is what it is. And let me tell you what it is. I believe it's the end of this podcast. I mean, do we really want to go into Tori Wilson's Hall of Fame induction?
No.
You have any words on that?
Congrats.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to play. I want to play a Cation.
Okay.
Because we had. It looks like we had somebody who was at Raw.
Gobble weed dream. Here was Gobble
weed dream.
Gobble weed dream, a.k.a. the ultimate spoken word warrior, a.k.a. Wow. Author 316. I just want to cash in to talk about an experience from this past Monday's Night Raw. I'm talking, of course, about the Raw women's title picture. I mean,
oh, this is about
it's
that.
Like Ronda turned the complete 180. This work shoot shit is working for me. And I just know you guys are going to dissect it to an unhealthy degree.
Oh. All
right. Peace, y'all. Cheers up.
Cheers up. Yo, actually, this
what a great cash-in.
It was nice and concise. Yo, I forgot to say this because we got so caught up in the writing. Yo, okay. We talked about this last week. Do we have to do the back and forth with Ronda?
Right.
Well, first off, two things. One thing, I saw an article where she acknowledged her speech apraxia,
yeah.
I believe it's called. And just hearing that is enough for me to give her full leeway on the microphone. She has an actual disability.
Yeah.
And she's like really proud of her progress. And also, she's fucking amazing at everything else. So it's great. And this is a perfect example. When she the logic was hairy. I didn't understand why she was like, oh, you know what? Fuck this business. I'm going to beat everybody up, even though I'm going to like it. When she was beating up on Becky, wow.
Yeah.
That was insane. She was just, they literally probably went backstage. She was like, I'm going to fucking pelt you.
Yeah.
You could hear the punches. You heard this. Mm-hmm. She was beating the shit out of Becky.
She has such control over her punches. That's why she has the best punches in wrestling, as far as I'm concerned at the moment. So she was probably, yeah, like, I'm going to hit you like 50%.
You heard skin. Yeah. You heard the thuds of landing punches. And it only helps both of them. It makes Becky look like a fucking $1 million. Yeah. She got to where she was in the first place by bleeding. Yeah. It's like, and she's actually taking thuds. The storytelling of Becky being like so beat up going to Mania and showing nowhere, that is great.
Yeah.
So don't get this mistaken. Like, Becky, she hits people with the crutches, but like, let's not be fooled. Like, she is injured and she's just being too cool for school about it, but those thuds, exciting. Let's see Ronda do it. I don't really need her to be like a heel, so I hope it doesn't really go there, but she did say like, screw you. And anyway, she's selling the shirts on her website. It was a big thing, and they're terrible. Oh, don't buy those. In terms of a merch corner, those are not buyable merch.
No.
I wouldn't even buy those if they were at Kmart.
I wouldn't buy those to put a fire out with them.
Okay. And... man, I don't want to get into that. But I will say, Asuka, I guess, is wrestling Mandy Rose.
If a doctor
Rhodes.
Said to me, your mom will die if you don't buy these shirts from Ronda Rousey, I'm going to say, how long does she have?
Yeah. What are they doing with Asuka at Mania? She's wrestling Mandy Rose, I believe, at Fastlane?
Yeah. They don't give a fuck about her. It's a shame. No. It's a shame. It's a real shame. Because she has, I mean, did you see her literally yell at Sony Deville in Japanese?
Yeah.
And the yelling in Japanese was enough to knock Sony Deville backward. She was like so overwhelmed by being yelled at that she like fell right. over.
This is a symptom of just too many titles. Like, right. I get it. I don't really like miss Asuka segments. I'm not like, where are they? Like, can you imagine if there was another like women's title feud going on? Like, it's almost like Seth and Brock, that's like on hold. So it kind of helps you focus on the one thing. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff. It looks like Ricochet and Alistair are going to be a tag team. And Charlotte was completely fine not commenting on the fact that Batista assaulted her dad. She didn't even bring that up. Didn't even bother her at all. All right, everybody. That's everything for this week. Remember, Cowmania coming up Saturday, April 6th. Let's see where this goes, you know?
Yeah.
But Letterman is going to be on the podcast here this week. I'm going to let him on because he is the champion. I've made him the champion. No, he's going to be on the podcast announcing who he's going to be giving the first title shot to at a competing show, Lettermania at Stout, which is happening also Saturday, April 6th at the same time. In Manhattan, so we'll have that. But you can get your tickets for Cowmania right now, which can be a better show than that piece of shit Lettermania show. You get them right now at tiny.cc/Cowmania, or also just look at all the links. Look at Improv Asylum. That's where the show is going to be. Mere steps from ROH with a full bar. Awesome show. Dolph Ziggler is going to be there. Rate and subscribe to this podcast. Give us 5 stars. Don't take this podcast for granted, because maybe one day we'll Thanos this shit.
Yeah.
Just disappear. I'll gauntlet it and it'll be gone, because it'll be like, you know what? I don't feel appreciated. It will go away.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to sit at a desk and look forward to a podcast every week. If that's you and you're not giving back at all this podcast, then I got news for you. You are sentenced to the.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Your next stop, the Jabrons.
Gotta say.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Oh, patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Check out our Skyscraper episode right now with Sarah Claspel returning a movie that she requested. She has too many cats. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Yep. Comedians of wrestling. I listen on Thursday when I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.